Rocky Radiff is with us now. He is the summer camp coordinator. Rocky, thanks for stopping by on short notice.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you. Now, tell us a little bit what goes into being the coordinator for the summer camps.
Being coordinator, it's really fun, but a lot of things you got to do for it. I actually help work with, we have multiple camps. We have a summer camp, which is a day camp, which is kind of more of an educational camp for kids. We have a sports camp, which speaks for itself, so you learn sports. We have a preschool camp, and then we also have a fine arts camp, which is more about artistic things, dancing, doing artwork. So my job is to make sure that first we have our camp counselors trained. That's really important, because the first thing you're going to see as kids is, you know, they really want to inspire to be those counselors. So you want to make sure that those counselors are well trained, you know, that they're having a smile on their face, and that the kids see these counselors and want to look up to them. So we want to make sure that everyone's on the same page for that. And then also just making sure we get the curriculum going so the kids can have, you know, a great summer.
You know, that's a key point. A lot of the little ones look up to people like you and your associates, because, you know, maybe it's so moving for them in a way. They may not realize it, but it's a very special time for them, and they will always remember that experience.
Yeah, it's really great, especially when, you know, obviously I'm an employee here, but I also work out here, and some of the parents know me from camp, and they'll come up and say, you know, you guys are great at the camp. Our kids are always talking about you. You know, our kids even say one day they're going to be a camp counselor. And, you know, it's great because, you know, not only do you enjoy your job, you enjoy the kids, but you get paid for it, too. So that's always a benefit.
Not a bad deal.
Yeah. So it's awesome, especially when, you know, you see that kid who comes to summer camp. He might only come for 1 week, but it's that 1 week he'll tell you is the best part of his summer.
When do the summer camps start?
They usually start in June, usually the first week of June, and they run through about the second week of August. So it takes the kid throughout the whole summer. It's a good thing for kids to get some exercise, get to know some new people, especially since you have kids from Avon, Sheffield Lake, Elyria, Lorraine, everywhere. So it's a real good experience for kids.
Do the children usually take part in one camp or multiple? How does that work?
It just depends. Some kids will stick to one camp. Maybe they're really into sports, so they'll stick to camp all 10 weeks. For sports camp, some of them will switch. So they'll do day camp because the day camp has different themes. Sometimes they do like movie theme, or they'll do a discovery theme, and you know they want to go to that camp for a specific week because they enjoy that, but they want to go to sports camp for baseball because they like baseball, or they want to go to fine arts camp for dancing because they like dancing. So you get kids that go through every camp, and then you have kids that kind of stick to their own camp.
For a sports camp, for example, can somebody just do baseball or just do another sport? How does that work?
Yes, absolutely. You can actually sign up for each individual week. So you can, at the beginning, sign up for 10 weeks, sign up for 1 week, or you can even sign up. We do a part-time, so you do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So you do 3 days. So what's really nice is we try to get multiple sports. We do baseball, basketball, football, soccer. We do an all sports, and then we do what's called a fun camp. Fun camp is not traditional sports. You know, your kickball, your dodgeball, spud, different games like that. So, yeah, you get a lot of kids to do that. But it's great because they sign up for 1 week, they enjoy it, they come back for another week.
I haven't heard the term spud for a mighty long time.
Oh, yeah.
You got spud in the summer camp.
Absolutely.
How about that? Now, tonight, a lot of people coming in, I hear, for dodgeball. Are you part of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Tonight
I'm actually doing what we do as Parents Night Out, which is a great opportunity for parents as well. They can bring their kid here. It's 6 to 10. We do it one Friday every month, and they drop their kid off, and they can go have some free time to themselves. So we'll take the kids down for dodgeball, and that's probably the most popular thing we got here.
How about
kids, a lot of kids have fun, all ages, girls, boys, everyone.
Rocky, summer camp's 3 months away. Is it time to sign up now?
You can. We usually start in March signing up, especially with, depending on the camp. So sports camp, they don't really have a limit to how many they do a week. It's more based on how much space we have. But day camp, they have a limit on how many they can have in each camp, because they do one here in Sheffield, and at a school in Sheffield. They do one at the Y. So that one you want to get signed up earlier, because once those are up, those are gone. So there's a limit, because we do have to meet ratios and things like that, especially because we want to make sure each kid's safe and getting enough attention. So, yeah, it's definitely worth signing up earlier than later.
Okay. We invite you to check out the summer camp programs at the French Creek Family Y. Go to their website, stop by, information in the lobby. People at the front desk can help out, and always give Rocky a call, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Rocky, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it.